Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom at 4 minutes past. The number of Tennesseans diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease has more than doubled in the last 15 years. Finding comes from a study just released by the Centers for Disease Control. Mississippi, Arkansas, South Dakota, and Louisiana all saw the incidence of Alzheimer's jump by more than 100% since 1999. Contrast that with Maine, Maryland, and Montana, where the rates actually declined. Janice Wade Whitehead is the CEO of the nonprofit Alzheimer's Tennessee. She says the dramatic rise in the number of Alzheimer's cases in the state can be attributed in part to Tennessee's low taxes and warm winters, attracting a lot of seniors who move here in retirement. She also says Tennesseans aren't as health conscious as they should be.
Heart disease, diabetes certainly is an increased risk factor, strokes, smoking, lack of exercise.
A statistic you may find even more startling, Wade Whitehead says 7 out of 10 Alzheimer's patients are being cared for at home. That means round-the-clock attention, putting a tremendous strain on caregivers. She says it's important to remember you're not alone.
Family should never lose hope. The journey should not be one of isolation. It should be one that you have the support of your community, of your family, and friends and organizations like Alzheimer's Tennessee.
You can listen to the complete interview with Janice Wade Whitehead and a link included with this story at WMOT.org. That's local news for this hour here on Middle Tennessee Public Radio.